Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Another edition of Friday Night Pints today is brought to you by Fleischmann Salon. Look at everything you can get from Fleischmann Salon. You start with the shampoo and conditioner. John, how's that shampoo feel? What is it for your head, John? What do you always say?
It's a bubble bath for your head, Kevin.
What do you do after the shampoo? You do the conditioner.
Conditioner.
It makes it all shiny.
Don't use the shampoo every day, though. Use the conditioner sometimes just by itself. Leaves this scent on your lover's pillow, and she just thinks, she or he thinks about you all the time when you're gone.
After you're done with the shampoo and conditioner, what do you do?
Fucking sea salt spray that shit.
Then, yeah, that gives it a little bit of grittiness.
A little grit.
Then
yep,
you gotta decide, are you gonna do the hair paste or the hair cream?
Oh,
my God, that would have been so cool. That would have been so cool.
I use the paste.
I use the cream.
Bam, there it is for you.
This is like, you know, nice and soft. That's a little bit more hold. Either way, you can get all this stuff at FleischmannSalon.com. Use promo code PINTS. You get 20% off. If you do a bundle where you get all this shit in one shot, you get another 15% off. John, do the math. What's the total percentage discount when you get 20% off? We get 20% off, and then they get 15% off. What percentage off is that?
Total?
Yeah.
35%.
It's not actually that, but it's close. It's like a weird math thing where it actually comes out to be like more than that. It's a whole thing. Either way, you get a big, fat fucking discount, and your hair is going to look good and shine and smell good, and girls are going to want to fuck you. Actually, girls use it too, right, Casey? Casey, what do you put in your hair sometimes?
Whoa. Sea salt.
There it is.
Sea salt, Kevin.
Gummies over here, which is
see? Look, girls can use it too. Oh, and the gummies. We don't have the gummies because we know John's fat. He'd eat the whole fucking jar. The gummies help your hair grow.
I have the gummies in my backpack over there.
You get like 10,000% of your daily biotin. It's amazing. Go to FleischmannSalon.com, use promo code KFC, 20% off.
If I have a complaint about the gummies, they work too well, I cut my fingernails more often now.
Because your face...
What?
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He has convinced himself that his fingernails are growing too much.
That's what biotin does.
Yeah.
Your fingernails are not growing more to the point that you need to cut them more.
Yes, they are. It's 1,000%.
I guarantee you they're not growing at like a fucking Wolverine rate to the point that John's like, I used to cut them
bi-weekly. I cut them weekly now. 50%
like Tim Allen with his beard.
He wakes up his like,
that is not happening.
It does make them grow faster.
They're a little bit healthier. They're not just like growing out of your fucking fingernails.
I think I cut them on Monday. I cut them this morning. It's crazy.
You usually cut your nails once every 2 weeks?
I don't know. I made that
How often do you cut your nails?
Monthly. Once a month.
For real?
Whenever they're long.
I don't have a schedule.
Whenever they're long.
I got a freakish
CCD
I don't like,
thing with my nails.
Like clacking around.
Girls
I'm not
going to
lie, mine get clacky.
When Casey clacks or types,
they grow fast.
I can hear it all times.
She got the hoenail.
It sounds like fucking cockroaches like chasing after
scurrying along.
I want to do a bet.
So that would feel good for 4 years.
Casey's gonna have to chop her fingers off now. Casey's never gonna be able to like live again.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He's like arachnophobia with all the spiders. Like
Casey, this is. She's done. Yeah, that's it. She's out of here.
All right, that was a fun episode. See you later, Casey.
So Casey's gone. We'll have to send somebody back in. We've got two. I would say borderline celebrities on the panel today. First off, we have blue sweatshirt Trent.
Whoa.
Brother, let me tell you, your boy Trent puts on the blue sweatshirt. All of a sudden, he's got a nice tan. His eyes are popping.
You look fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, it is. Wow. I know you've got the uniform. I know you've got a reputation to uphold with the khakis and the black. But I would suggest switching over to all blue every day.
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but I think I'm motivated by Aladdin Pants John, where usually I wear the same thing every single day, black crew neck, khaki pants.
You took a risk today.
Yeah, this is me taking a risk, and I have gotten a couple compliments, so I think I'm going to have to continue doing it.
Stefan said it to him, and Trent paused, and he goes, "You're like the second or third person that said that today." Something is happening here. I'm wearing a color.
Moneyball's like the first thing he said to me was like, "Whoa,
it's bringing out the eyes, man."
Thank you. It's a little bit different.
You've been out in the sun in fucking Sheboygan or wherever for straight. It was like a week straight. You guys were out there.
So
I feel like you guys
off,
have a nice tan.
Just come in, no glasses. Boom! It's gonna be like no one's gonna hit
see.
Them.
Yeah.
I know, but
then
the eyes then will really be popping.
Then I can't.
My favorite thing about Trent.
Everybody, hold on!
Look at those eyes, Trent.
Clean up aisle right here. There is a flood behind the bar.
All right. Wow. I don't know if I can do that.
And you got those divots in your head from those glasses.
That's sexy.
That
is
sexy
appeal, baby.
Nothing says sex like divots in your forehead.
Who's the other celebrity on this panel?
The number one player in the dozen. Rude Boy.
Let's go, baby.
You know who loves Rude Boy? Your mom does. Your mom loves Rudy. Mm-hmm. The kid is the number one player on the planet Earth.
And that's why you guys are undefeated.
I got over it.
Relax.
Hey, Casey, welcome back.
Listen.
I got over
it. Put it this way. We have yet to score less than 12 points. Right?
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot
of
points.
The point is to get to 12 points. We got to 12 points.
I didn't doubt Rudy.
That's great.
I think Brandon Walker said you know nothing or something
like
that.
He said you know next to nothing about anything.
Okay, yeah, that's I never was anywhere near that level, but I did not expect Rudy to be
the
smartest person in the office.
It's not Brandon Walker. It's not PFT. It's not that freak Kirk Menahan. It's Rude Boy.
Honestly, I'm shocked. I'm as shocked as anybody.
You have dumb tendencies, but you're not dumb.
No.
He's a Division I athlete. You immediately, the bar is lower.
You're good looking and you're an athlete. You're dumb, but you're not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just have good guesses.
There's like three times an episode where you're like, I don't fucking know, Drew Bledsoe. And it's right. It's like, what the fuck?
And you know what's also very helpful for Rudy? His overall personality and the fact that he's from Colorado, so no one suspects cheating because
he just doesn't care.
Like he's like whatever, right? Like when we played each other and I saw it firsthand, it was who was the NL MVP or last catcher to win NL MVP?
Kid has never watched a baseball game in his life.
He's like, I don't know. I think Buster Posey.
That was like and the only baseball player he knows.
That's the only baseball player I know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, probably because he caught Tim Lincecum, who's a pothead, and that's how we knew who Buster Posey was.
I don't know who's that.
Exactly.
This is a good
guesser. The European soccer knowledge is bizarre.
A lot of FIFA.
Bizarre.
Tons of FIFA.
And then there's just like a couple per show where he's like, I don't know, man, this. And Jeff D'Lo's like, yes, fuck. There's a new force to be reckoned with.
Who's your on top?
KB and Frank?
Yeah.
And what are you guys good?
Oh, we're 3-0.
Yeah. What rank are you?
Two.
Two. And who's number one?
On the team?
Who's the number one team? The Yak.
Yak's one?
Them and then us.
Yeah.
And then guess who's in the basement?
Us.
No. We're at last.
I mean, I watched that performance the other day. You guys might as well be in the basement.
Yeah.
You guys weren't even participating.
No, I was just watching
Monday
Night Football.
I was helping the other team.
Yeah, yeah. You were confirming the correct answer
yes.
to that.
How do you guys not accidentally just know something? It is incredible how you just never stumbled upon it.
I have no problem, particularly in the last game, I have no issue with any of the questions we didn't know the answer to. In fact, I'd be mad if I did know the answers.
I think that the dozen questions are super fucking weird. I don't get how anybody knows any of the answers.
I'd be a fucking loser.
Yeah, I think they're very weird questions.
I know nothing.
I don't know how
Rudy knows.
Yeah, man,
yeah.
That's awesome.
like the thing where it's like, which celebrity is this mashed up?
No, those are good.
A couple, like music questions, I can get that. The weird, bizarre, like, people went nuts that I didn't know sports numbers. I don't know a single jersey number,
I
never fucking will.
I can give you, Brady.
I know, like, Gronk. Jordan and Gretzky. And, like, that's it. And people are like, no, you must be lying or you're a fake fan. I'm like, my eyes just don't look at numbers fucking
That is strange,
ever.
Though, because that actually, we were out in, I forget where we were, but had, like, a two-hour car ride. When that happened,
mm-hmm.
and it was me, Frankie, and one of our producers, and we started going back and forth about numbers. Like, if you're a sports fan, and I know you are one, you usually know at least, like, a pretty... Like, you don't know that you know, but then you start listing off old athletes, and for you not to know any of them is surprising. You are the minority in that.
I can't tell you,
so.
like...
I I think really? A lot of
Babe
people don't
Ruth,
know.
Babe Ruth, I can't tell you. Ted Williams, I can't tell you.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar, I can't tell you. Yeah.
Babe Ruth was three.
To me, it's like, I just don't care.
It
don't know. Yeah, that's what it's like.
No, but tell them 27.
But so that's the thing about the dozen. It's a lot of shit like that that's just like, kind of like, who cares? But it's like, well, the people in this fucking tournament.
I had a buddy, or I have a buddy, whose phone lock screen used to be his, like, I'd be like, yo, what's your password for, like, you know, put on music or whatever? And he would always just say, Javid Best, Calvin Johnson. And it was their numbers. And I was like, and he's from Massachusetts. He's not a Lions fan. And I was like, I don't know what their numbers are, man. Just tell me what the fucking password is.
Yeah.
He'd be like, Javid Best, Calvin Johnson.
You know what
and
is
I
actually really funny?
My as I'm Canadian this, roommates would do that.
I just realized that players. My bank pin is numbers of assets.
See?
Really?
See?
But it was when I got my first credit card when I was like a kid still, and I picked three athletes at the time that I can't tell you now. But, and so next time, if the dozen asks me those three, and you know what's funny? If they asked, I wouldn't have like put it together even in that moment. I would have been like, I don't know those fucking numbers, and I literally made my most important password those three guys.
We used to do it just to kill time. Like when my brother and I would be sitting at the bar, we'd just go back and forth like Magic Johnson, you just do all these numbers, and just it's a fun way to kill time.
Yeah, no, I get that. I don't know, did you see
the old numbers? I quote tweeted last night, Mike Hurley, who works for CBS Boston, and he tweeted, why isn't there a channel just running, on ESPN, just running old sports centers 24/7? Mm-hmm. I'd watch the fuck
hell
out of
it. Hell yeah.
ESPN Classic, I never gave a shit about, because I don't want to watch a full game. But if you show me, like, old sports centers, that would be so fucking
sick. Those anchor duos are, like, the best, like... Well, see, the kid can do all
didn't
sorts
get
of
it,
weird shit.
I think he got it.
I scared the fuck out of it, whatever it was.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta pretend to grab it and go.
Yeah.
And nobody goes, yep, it's gone.
And then you go, open your mouth.
Shotgun.
Yeah, old Sports Center is like comedy mixed with sports, mixed with. What do you were a sports fan when you were a little girl?
Yeah.
What's like the equivalent for you?
I was actually thinking about this. I'm like, what do I talk about?
Yeah. Because there's not like a. You girls shit, it's always like reality TV and celebrity gossip, but then it's like you are what
OG celebrity
Center
couples,
is,
maybe?
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
You do the family
like,
tree.
List off Brad Pitt's all his exes or something like that.
You're like, oh, well, then you had Jennifer Aniston, but then she married this person.
That would be good, you actually. Know? Six degrees of separation of everybody.
Yeah, there's like this whole like Kardashian tree where it's like they're all somehow the Hadids. And the Jenners are connected.
Mm-hmm. I bet it leads back to Ray J.
Like, it all
everybody has fucked Ray J.
All roads lead to Ray J.
Everything. Yeah. Not even who has fucked everybody. He's just great. Everything. Like, earbuds and, like, him or Soulja Boy.
He is one of my favorite people of all time.
Ray Dude, he is fascinating.
He is... Bro, that he's got his hand in everything.
I don't remember what show it is. The hat one. And then there's the other one. Getting...
Oh,
no, there's another one. It was on like the front page of Reddit yesterday or 2 days ago. And it's him just getting assaulted, but he's a guy, so it's cool. And like she's like hitting him, and she like they're like some date on one of his reality shows. She's throwing full lobsters at him. She's like,
what?
It was like he's like, stop. She's just like, man.
Wait, what's on the reality show?
Yeah. And then
Ray
like
Ray J's in the show?
I know where this is going.
You know,
I think I've seen this one.
And then he's like, he finally gets up, and she like gets up to keep hitting him, and he's like, just stop. And it's like a very light little push. But she falls into the pool, and she's like, what the fuck? Someone get him! And like, she's been hitting him for like 30 seconds. He just take it on the chin.
That sounds like something you've lived through, John.
She's like going for him. I've seen it. And then he does this, she like leans into him, and he kind of does this like little like sidestep,
and she goes
straight in the pool.
Yeah, he doesn't even like touch her. It's just like, ooh.
Yeah, it's sad.
What show is this?
I could not tell.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's some reality dating show with Ray J.
Yeah. Ray J reality.
Ray
is
J.
Like
it's obviously a hit show. Making a movie with Ray J.
I moved Ray J pool scene.
Uh-oh.
I was on Love & Hip Hop.
For the love of Ray J, apparently.
For the
had
love of Ray
show.
J. Makes sense. I feel like that... Yes. You could not
Princess.
Get further away from a show like the Love & Hip
For the
Hip
love of Ray J?
Love of
no, I used
love
to love... I love New York. And mm-hmm. then the derivatives. I loved Real Chance of Love. Rest in Peace, Real. And then...
I forgot about that show.
One time I was at a bar and some guy starts talking to me and I'm thinking, he looks so familiar. I couldn't place it. Turns out he was on What was the Tiffany Pollard show?
I Love New York.
I Love New York. Yeah. He was like the finalist.
Mr. Boston?
Mr. Like, Boston!
I think it was him.
You really do know this.
Yeah, I love it was that.
Him. I can't, you never
and
know.
I was like, I can't place where I know this guy from, but I've seen him somewhere. And I'm like, freaking Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah, I loved all those guys.
That show was like it was just blatantly like, we don't really care if we win or lose. We're just here for the fucking cameras.
Yeah.
What was the Tila Tequila one?
Oh. A Shot at Love.
Shot at Love.
That was disgusting.
That
show.
That was a double Shot at Love because she was bi.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yes. 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 That was a great idea. That was pretty revolutionary.
That show rocked.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
I love that show.
Terrible porn, right?
It was. Well, it's lesbian, so it's already started.
She's an actual Nazi now.
Yes. What?
Yes. Yes. That's true.
Despite being,
I thought she talked about aliens or something.
I think she has a swastika tattoo.
I think she does too.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I think Tequila has a something with aliens.
Yeah, she grew up in that era where you do anything to get attention, but she went a step too far.
How about this? Tila Tequila's descent into Nazism is a long time coming.
Oh yeah, we all saw it.
Yeah, the alt-right queen. Wow.
Yeah, she's very problematic.
Did not expect that. That must be so confusing. I know this is like an actual Chappelle skit, but that must be so confusing for alt-right people when a minority person is, they're like, hell yeah, she's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
But if she was really about this life,
we gotta get me out of this country.
Hang on, let me pause for a second. I gotta call Shay's school real quick.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
No, if you guys want to keep going, you can. Otherwise, we'll just pick up in like 2 minutes.
All right, yeah, we're going to say a lot of fucked up stuff like you're gone.
So
let's talk about Nazis a little bit.
There can't be too many Asian women Nazis.
No, I would guess the number is...
One?
No. Let's not be crazy. It's higher than one. But I would guess sub 50.
I could see there being like a sect in like China, like, and they just like Hugo Boss.
That's just what they... I think it's Japan... It is like it's like popular clothing and stuff like that. They're just full Nazi stores.
Yeah, right.
Like swastikas, armed, like they have like Hitler dolls.
Just for the drip?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Japanese guys that are like greasers? Like they put their hair up in like big pompadours and they do like, they're all Fonzie.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I was Googling Japan Nazi stores.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a big thing. I'm not making this up.
It's like vintage clothing.
It's all new.
I think the symbol means something else in their culture.
Well, it
reversed that. Yeah.
Hindu symbol of peace.
It's good luck.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not touching this. I don't know enough about it. But
there used to be, this is a fun fact I bring up all the time. Back in the days, there was a Canadian hockey team called the Montreal Swastikas.
What?
It's awesome. It wasn't Montreal Swastika, but just Google swastika hockey team. It is. It's a swastika on their jersey. It was like the 1910s. It was like it was pretty. It was back before the swastika was rebranded.
Right.
Yeah. But they're hilarious.
I thought you meant recently,
pictures.
And I was like, no.
The Windsor swastikas. I mean, these guys.
Oh
are
yeah,
good.
Yeah. That's just
that's haunting. It's like black and white and weird. Yeah. I don't like that.
It was
scary.
I don't like
you
that.
You like legitimately just cringed.
I did not like that at all. It's just, it has like.
Oh, no, I don't like that at all. No. That looks like American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's no good.
It is.
I mean, they didn't know, but.
The Windsor swastika from 1905 to 1916.
So. Right.
The Windsor
swastika. I don't like that.
No.
But it's also a shit name for a hockey team even before Hitler really got his hands on it, because then it's the symbol of peace.
Yeah.
So really, what if you were like the Windsor Peace Symbols?
Right.
The
Windsor, that's not good.
That's a shit name too.
Mm-hmm.
I love, there's some sports names that are really fun to me. Like I remember I brought up one time, I got a bunch of Cincinnati people mad at me on Twitter because I said that there's never been a city whose team did not match their city more than the Cincinnati Bengals. Like a Bengal is like a regal tiger. And it's
is
like
it
some,
regal?
Somehow.
Are there non-regal tigers?
There's no such thing as a non-regal tiger.
True.
No,
I think every tiger is
regal. A Bengal is...
They're in India.
They're like a rarefied, beautiful creature, and they're somehow synonymous with the city of Cincinnati, which is like the most unremarkable place.
Yeah, their good cuisine is
spaghetti.
It's
kind of how we feel about Arkansas.
Chili.
Like we were saying yesterday.
Right, yeah, so I said that. And
are
then,
they like in the zoo out there or something?
They're in a zoo everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe
not. If you're a zoo without a Bengals exhibit.
Dude, imagine being, being in a zoo in the first place. That would suck. But imagine being in a zoo in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. You really hate
if
Cincinnati.
If I were an animal, I'd love
Cincinnati's,
to be in a zoo.
I mean, Cincinnati's a fine Cincinnati. Place, but it's Cincinnati. It's like, let's not turn, like, you know, Cincinnati into something.
Is it a fine place? I've been through Cincinnati once.
It's fine.
Dude, I had a...
Is it fine?
We played... we played a regional game for Denver. When I played at Denver, we had a regional game for the tournament in Cincinnati, and we were walking to our hotel, and all of a sudden, this super old jalopy comes like busting down the road, literally like hitting cars side to side. Really disgusting scene. Like, this is bad. Someone's gonna get hurt. The car pulls up, hits the curb, and then this lady, there's like two people shouting inside the car, and all of a sudden the door kicks open, like a rusted door, and this lady comes out, and she's wearing one of those leg casts where the screws, there's like a whole thing around it, and the screws are coming out of it. And she's like, this guy, he pushed me out of the car on the highway, this fucking guy. And then the guy gets out and just starts running. And this lady is just sitting there crawling on the ground. And it was literally, it was like a zombie scene.
Cincinnati, baby. That's Cincinnati.
Yeah. I thought that should actual be the cartoon mascot. Character was going to come out of the car. And the scene you described was better.
Yeah. It was really disturbing. Yeah, it was really disturbing. And all of us are just sitting there in our Denver tracksuits like... Do we call
what's the definition of regal? What is that? Is that
kingly, like royalty? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the MGM Grand logo when it goes
Grand. That's a good word.
Regal.
Yeah. That's a lion. That's not a tiger.
Yeah, but those are regal.
Yeah, that's regal.
They both are.
That's regal. It is. That's a regal.
I feel like tigers are regal, but I mean, I guess the lion is the king of the jungle.
I think lions are more regal than tigers.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
I would too.
They have the manes.
They look more regal.
The manes,
yeah, they look more regal.
Yeah, it's very flamboyant.
And like a cheetah regal, or
regality. Regality is borderline gay.
Regality okay. Is.
Wait. Why? Kings are gay?
There's so much pomp and circumstance. There's a lot of jewels.
There's a lot of pageantry.
A lot of accessories.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I think that's an
but
accurate
I also
description.
Think,
yeah, he's been a little regal lately.
Fredover's the most regal guy I know.
Fights with his pomp and
not
circumstance.
Not anymore. Pat came out yesterday.
I think we could say no. Oh,
the Pat pictures? Let's talk about the Pat pictures.
Patrick!
Pat,
oh, yeah.
Pat, are you here?
What is that? What
he was here earlier.
I definitely saw him.
What happened?
He came out yesterday.
He was in a wrestling singlet.
Yeah, oh, Pat. I did see more nice. Than more.
Gay Pat,
Pat
is officially gay. He like
he knew what
there
I
he is.
Pat, come on down, you big old gay ball. We got to get
at the top of the bar.
What's that?
There's an extra mic at the top of the bar.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hold it down for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
You so you're gay. Yes. But we weren't really sure until yesterday. And now I think it's official.
I think we're on, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Now I think it's official, pal.
I was on Pinned and Penetrated with Joey Camasta.
Wait, is that the show? That's what you're on?
No, that was a caption he came up with for my show. So Joey Camasta, friend of your guys, friend of the program, he's got a new show. It's called like Kiki Cooking with Joey or something.
Yes, he's invited me on this as well.
You're going on.
I heard about it. They want me on there.
Kevin, why is this?
I don't know.
Why did you kiss him? I'm so hot. I don't know why.
Did he kiss him?
I have kissed him before, yes.
Wait, so I know, so he said to me we're doing a sports show, and I thought he was like, joke, and he's like, I'm going to wear this singlet. I was like, okay, man. And I show up, and he's in a singlet.
Yeah.
And then
he told you he was going to do it.
I thought he was joking, though. And then
he hands me a singlet. You thought the gayest person on the planet was joking about wearing a singlet?
I was going to say, he's not the type of person to joke about that.
No, but I threw a singlet on. It was kind of hot. I enjoyed it.
And then what?
But the show is going to be very funny.
And then what?
I regret, like, my mom likes every picture that I put on Instagram. Shouldn't like that one. My aunt didn't like that one. That's
I
like my
look
barometer.
At it.
Your mom commented, like,
I didn't see the
pic.
Miss me with that gay shit. Yeah. Which is what Nick says to me all the time.
Every single day.
Nick's homophobic.
I need to see this.
I see the second photo, the spread eagle.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Is this too much?
There's a spread eagle.
So. No, yeah, he's covering you
well,
up.
Well, the problem was, he was like, we drink on the show, and I get a little wild when I have a drink. So we had one drink, then we had another. He's like, okay, the next photo we're going to do, just put your legs in the air. And I was like, oh, no problem. So I just, like, put my legs up. Yeah. He grabs one. He covers
it. It sounds like you're describing a role discussion with Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Like, all right, just have a couple drinks, pop the legs up in the air real quick.
So this is well done. A little notification. This is doing better than 85% of your posts.
Oh, no.
So now every photo I do, I'm just going to be a huge slut on camera. It's
going to
be great.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's a great photo. photo. I'm going to throw it a like.
Yeah,
I threw it a like. Rudy, like, are you kidding me?
Rudy likes it.
I liked it.
I commented on it. I said, oh my God.
I'm going to throw it a like right now.
It got like 5,000 likes. You're, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah. Chaps commented on it.
Wow, that's...
Hey, your engagement.
That's part of the game of getting in first.
While I have you here, follow Barstool Pat on Instagram.
There you go.
Out and about.
I love the plugs.
I just commented. Wait, so what happened on the show?
So we sit down. We have like
you were cooking. I know what the premise of the show is, but
yeah, we had a kiki, and then you talk about like a hookup story, and you bring the meal that you had before your hookup. So mine was like tequila, and then we,
yeah, I feel like most hookup stories there isn't a lot of the food involved.
And then we cooked like these like Thai lettuce wraps, which were fucking delicious. He's actually a very good cook.
Yeah, that makes sense. Joey just looks like he's. He's a couple of tattoos, maybe neck tattoos, away from being like a contestant on Chopped. But like, I can see him in the fucking
apron.
He has leather.
We should have seen how long it took.
I really. It would have never happened.
Like this,
you know,
like,
fucking
20 minutes.
Like a
20 minutes.
Wow. Like happy, not knowing the fuck trade for anything. You can do it.
The big paper thing.
You know, the fucking.
It's just a thing.
I'm gonna start having him on my show a bunch, though. I think we're gonna do a limited run of Joey Kamast as a co-host. See what happens to the numbies.
Am I allowed to ask if you're gonna hook up with him?
I know, I was kind of wondering.
Am I allowed to ask if you already have?
No, I haven't. We were getting a little weird.
We were getting a little weird last night.
I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is like boozy.
Why, you wouldn't touch?
No, but we were just like hanging out in like singlets. I was like, what am I doing? It's a Wednesday night.
How many production
people? That's where you draw the line, Pat, the singlets.
Yes. There was
I could feel that
two production
on
people
on a Wednesday.
But I saw that you made sure on your stories to be like, look, I'm back in my real clothes.
Yeah. I was like, I'm back.
You have an alibi? Yeah.
Are you going to
And then the Instagram story in my bulge, and I was like, I can throw that up.
Okay, that I saw, and I was like, whoa. Did you more like Pat than I've ever seen before.
Do you huff it up first?
I put it on and I was like, God, that looks awful. So then I fluffed it.
Yeah.
But then I got like a little too fluff. Then I was like, this is
weird.
Yeah,
you don't want to be obscene.
I was like, I'm like hard in a single leg. So then I had to like let it go down.
Who among us?
Who among us has it? You would come on the show. You'd be great.
I'd go on, yeah. I'd go on. I'd huff it up first, but I'd go on. Oh, wait, I don't have to wear a singlet.
No, you might.
I'd wear a singlet.
Yeah, you might have to. Might have to wear an
apron. So we just assume that your fucking story was about like fucking a wrestler. The singlet is just part of the show.
He said because I work for Barstool Sports, he wanted to wear a sports uniform. Yeah, so he wore a singlet.
That's the most popular sport.
So next, you could wear a swimmer's uniform.
But you think sports? You think high school wrestling?
You should have worn your speedo that you guys wore on Rediscovering America.
We talked about KB. Not
those
so much
are
Nick.
So much smaller than I ever thought they were.
Dude, well, yeah, those were not very comfortable.
Singlets?
Speedos.
No, speedos.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever wear it again?
Yeah.
I was in Martha's Vineyard. I was like, I'll throw this on.
Is it comfortable? Is it more comfortable to wear a speedo? Or just like regular swim trunks?
Regular swim trunks by a large margin.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't feel
uncomfortable?
Free?
Yes. They're physically uncomfortable or you're uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's what I
want to know. Physically uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think like briefs are more comfortable than boxers.
They pinch.
That's the question.
Right, if I had the body for it, I think it'd be better.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel comfortable in it.
Yeah,
but
we're not talking about the way you look, the way you feel. Is it more comfortable?
Like physically?
Was it like a thong in the back, kind
so
of?
No.
No. But maybe. They went up.
They went up.
They were definitely
Have you ever tried a thong on?
Yeah, that's the story I was just about to tell. In college, I tried on a girlfriend's thong. And ironically, hid in the closet as a joke.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
And I was like,
it's a little bit on the nose.
Yeah.
It's like the rat at the end of the party.
Did she know you were putting on the thong?
No. And I was like, ah, look at this. And they were comfortable as shit.
Right.
And for some reason, I've never put a thong on ever again.
Oh, I thought.
And every morning, I wake up
for some reason.
I wish I had put a thong on.
Right. I wish that had set you on a path where you're just a thong guy.
Yeah. Lace, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm a pretty girl.
Yeah. I had a buddy who used to wear thongs. Remember my buddy Lloyd?
Yeah.
He used to wear thongs in college. Like, just because he'd bend over and he'd see a
little
thong.
Because they're fucking comfy,
they're
man.
They're not comfortable. Yeah.
They fucking hold
it
all together.
It depends on the material.
Like, real nice.
Right?
It's the back.
Yeah.
The back I could see getting a little friction.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Well, as a guy, you're just not used to that.
And as a guy man. Who's as seen man. Girls' thongs before after wearing them, they'd be a fucking
okay,
massive
what about the swim trunks with the built-in underwear?
You are disgusting. You are just right. So
gross. Dude, I've seen thongs on the floor. I'm like, Jesus.
And that's how cute to go eat some lunch. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on.
We, Kevin don't, and I, please Kevin don't, and I talk please about don't, that extensively, how disgusting yeah. women are.
Right.
Yeah, men aren't much better, let me tell you.
No, but the fucking, tell you guys her, have much better PR than us.
Yeah.
It is widely accepted that we are the disgusting
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, we know
and you guys
disgusting.
Are the beautiful angels. You fucking see a pair of underpants on the floor, and you're like, I don't know, this might be a 50-50 coin toss.
I was going to say, I've seen some shit.
tell her what you describe it as.
Well, there's a bunch of the things, but like a thong on the floor looks like someone used it to wax their car sometimes, or...
yeah, I don't know.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I got the visual,
you
and
know
I'm
that
upset.
That's not all women, right? Like, that's,
yeah,
like,
saying,
that's not all women at all.
You throwing a hashtag.
You gotta check me. Yeah, whoever
you were hooking up with had some issues.
Hashtag not all women.
She needs to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
John has that effect on me.
Yes. Like, maybe had a yeast infection, I'd say.
It looks like a giraffe sneezed in it.
Yeast infection, okay.
Yeah, this is not
you're just describing a woman that has
Wow. Yeah, this isn't normal.
You are literally describing someone that has nice. Vaginal problems.
Yeah, too wet.
Yeah. That's a problem. I'm a nuisance.
Better bat down the hatches. Storm's coming.
I'm going to grab a beer.
I hate it.
Rudy, why don't you host the rest of the show?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
What's up? My name's Kevin Clancy.
Yeah. There we go.
Does anyone want a beer?
Rudy, can we talk about your, I just noticed a new one, accessories?
Yeah.
The chokers.
Yeah. Rudy's got chokers. Now he's it's a nail. It's like, you're kind of going Hot Topic and it works.
I like
well,
it.
I moved to Brooklyn, so.
But when you wake up, how do you decide how many bracelets and rings to wear? Is it like, what is it?
These are the stock ones. I have
those
a couple.
Are stock.
These are stock. These
that
are
one's little, stock?
These
maybe
are stock.
Should I sit on your
that's,
right
that's,
side?
That's
your
a new
wrist
stock.
No, these are like 2 weeks old. Yeah. I have one extra one that I don't wear usually. I also have a ring I've been wearing that I didn't wear today.
The joy of my day is coming to work, sitting across from Rudy, and seeing how many new accessories he
yeah,
has.
Yeah,
you know?
Rudy's been accessorizing like fucking Johnny Depp.
He's
a motherfucker.
The puka shells
back. Yes. Yeah, I've been trying to. I've been sort of testing some stuff out.
Oh, the slicked back hair.
Slick back hair is that's in beta testing still.
I walked in the bathroom the other day. You were in the mirror, being like, "My hair's too poofy today."
Yeah, well, I'm growing my hair out. I'm trying to, like, get some new jewelry going. So it's all, like, a test. Like, I understand that sometimes you go a little bit out of your depth. But the only way to know is if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
True.
And
I appreciate a risk taker.
Trent, have you ever owned an accessory?
No. But, like, I think we can all...
Trent didn't get braces because he thought it was a little too much.
Trent, you...
Like, if I came in with
like, you can pick collars. Like, collars.
What?
But, Trent, you're a big crew neck guy.
Yeah.
And chokers on dudes look good with crew necks. You have a good choker necklace.
Trent would look good with a choker.
Yeah, put your choker on Trent right now.
Yeah.
I don't think... All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see what you look like.
I got a thick
Midwest
neck.
We might need a little extension.
You can tell exactly where you're from.
A few
miles.
Right, I know.
A few months ago, I bought one on the internet. It was a pearl.
Oh,
one.
It was like
yeah.
a Medal of Freedom.
And it didn't fit, and I gave it to Gia. It's now owns it.
Oh, it fits.
It fits physically. It I don't know if it aesthetically
that
does.
That felt like a criticism.
And
I got to look at it straight on.
I'm gonna go a little tighter.
It is...
Yeah, no, it's not your thing.
I mean, a butterfly.
You knew instantly.
It is what you need here, and what looks like would make
Trent.
The most sense is a leather vest.
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Dude, I think it looks fire.
When Rudy wears it, it looks like part of his outfit. This looks like you're borrowing your
girlfriend's necklace.
What about now?
Yes. It's still leather vest.
Dude, it looks sick.
It looks like
give
you...
Give him the backwards hat.
There's something about... Maybe it's the butterfly.
I just want to be Rudy.
You look, honestly, Trey, you look great.
This is going to be my alter ego here.
I think it's fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see.
Well, I tried to do my glasses.
Yeah, you're trying to push your glasses
like
up.
Like a nerd. I was like, oh, where are they?
Wait, give me your pinky for a second.
So. This is what my mom thought.
Yeah!
You know what? This fits.
It works.
This does fit.
Trey, daddy.
It
works.
Does it work?
Yeah. Yo, I think you look good, man.
Wow.
You're completely different person.
This might be the new me.
You know what you look like right now? It's like the equivalent of when Frankie is the drummer. When Frankie becomes the drummer,
I like
that's the vibe you have.
All right. Yeah. This might be my new look. I'm blind.
I was going to say, it's uncomfortable when you look at me, because I'm like, what is he seeing?
I think you look really cool. And your eyes look super blue today, so it's even better.
They're very, very blue.
I don't have blue eyes. I don't know. I don't think I have blue eyes.
Oh, so you're real blind then, huh?
Yeah. I mean, your eyes could not be blue.
No, they're not blue.
They're green.
Oh, well, Trent, but here's the thing. None of us need glasses, and we're telling you they're very blue.
My eyes aren't blue.
What color are you?
What are you talking about?
They're green. I have green eyes.
Are you colorblind?
I get what he's saying. They have a little hints of green.
I'm pretty sure I've had hazelnut eyes for 32 years.
No, they're not hazel.
No, they're blue.
They're blue.
There's a little taste of green in there.
There's a little green.
But those are...
I mean, they are just...
On your license, it should say blue eyes. If you get dye, they're going to be, no, this is the wrong guy. He's got blue eyes. If your license says hazel, they're not able to identify you.
Maybe the shirt's just really bringing out the blue undertones.
It's definitely doing that, but there's no hazel in it. If you throw on a brown shirt.
Yeah,
they're blue as fuck.
I'm confused.
Also, Rudy's horny over here for you.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, when KFC comes back, we should just not say anything.
Not say a word. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't say anything and be like, why are you wearing that? And be like, what are you talking about?
It's just my new look. This is the new me, dude.
He won't be able to see when he comes back anyway.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I cannot believe that you didn't know you had blue eyes. How old are you? 32?
I'm 32, yeah.
You just went your whole life not thinking your eyes are blue?
What? Can I see your license? What color is it on the license?
They're definitely not.
If it
hazel.
Says hazel, if it's green, that's okay. If it says hazel,
I don't even think green's okay.
That's lunacy.
Green is fine.
Green.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, green's okay. I'll let green slide. Green.
I think they're just
green. The Iowa state government knows what they're doing a little bit. But
all right. Blue eyes.
Blue.
I don't know.
Speaking of Frankie, by the way, when you say that he like the drummer thing, I texted Frankie this morning to see how his surgery went. Don't know if anyone else did, but
I didn't even have surgery, nor do I have his phone number.
I just saw him tweet, anesthesia is cool. And I was like, oh,
I couldn't agree more. Anesthesia is one of the coolest things that's ever been done.
I'm scared. It's scary.
I don't want to go.
Have you ever had it? It's awesome.
It's just weird to me. It's time travel.
Rudy's like, I love it.
It is.
I had a surgery where, everyone tells you, like, the damage part of surgery isn't the surgery itself, it's the anesthesia, blah, blah, blah. What? And I had an emergency surgery for an appendectomy, and my anesthesiologist's name was Dr. Risk, and he was a big, burly Russian dude, and he had the accent, he's like,
really
hello,
scary.
I'm Dr. Risk. And I was like, there's no fucking chance my anesthesiologist, which someone just told me is the dangerous part of surgery, is a big fucking... dude named Dr. Risk who sounds like a Bond villain. But I lived it, so he was...
I had a crazy experience recently.
Really?
I was getting, like, an endoscopy, and they put this thing in your mouth so you can't, like, close your mouth before they put you
under. What's an endoscopy?
It's, like, to check your... What's
sounds
this
like
thing
a
called?
Sounds like a butt thing, but maybe
it's
just
esophagus.
The
part.
It's a cold thing.
Yeah.
No, wait, so they put this thing in your mouth so you can't close it because they put a tube in when you fall asleep. And all of a sudden, the doctor, my mouth's open, I can't speak, and the anesthesiologist is like, okay, we're going to start putting you to sleep now. I'm like, okay, I feel myself drifting, and the doctor's like, wait, one question as I'm on my way out, and I can't answer because this thing's in my fucking mouth. So the last thing I remember before going to bed is seeing the doctor be like, wait.
That sounds like a HIPAA violation.
Yeah. I actually think
that sounds like he's making a joke.
That's
he wanted to ask me a question, dead ass.
I feel like that's a joke, an anesthesiologist joke. Whoa.
No, because the doctor was the one that was like, wait, and I was like, see you later.
Ooh. Also,
we should acknowledge our little subtle misogyny. They were both like, what did he say? If she had said the nurse had a question, like, what did you want?
That's a scary thing.
Wait, what was the question?
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
But they didn't like, I want to follow up? They were like, I don't know what's
going on. No, and then I woke up and I'm like, fucked up from the anesthesia. You wake up, you're like a little out of it, and the doctor's like, how are you feeling? I'm like, good.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, any questions? I'm like, no, like, it's fine.
Well, what was your question,
sir? I left
sir?
My sister knows how to go. I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I didn't ask one question. Yeah. They said they had their eyes. Like,
I woke up. That's all that matters.
Yeah, I was like, I literally have no idea. I was so high.
There was a response to Frankie's tweet that said, there's, like, no science behind anesthesiology or something. They don't totally know how it works, but it works, which is horrifying.
I'm sure that Twitter user knows.
I get all my information from Twitter. Yeah. All of it.
I don't know if I trust the source.
Yeah.
The face that you made after that was so perfect.
Yeah. I had surgery once in college, and because I'm so bad at, like, planning things, like, I went to get my shoulder checked out, and the doctor was just like, yeah, we'll give you surgery, like, real quick. And I was like, okay, cool. He's like, just get, talk to the nurse out front. And I was like, word. And so the receptionist. And so she's like, how's October 31st for you? I'm a junior in college at Florida State. October 31st should have immediately been like, that's a non-starter.
Favorite day.
But I don't know what days are, so like, that's perfect. Like, love October 31st. So I had surgery on Halloween, and I never put it together as Halloween. My roommate came and picked me up dressed as Rufio, and I was still coming off anesthesia. I was like, dude, why is your hair red and spiked up? And why are you in a vest right now?
He couldn't change.
No, having off vents, no, he's just tripping.
He's like, I gotta go to a party. See, he didn't even walk me up back to our apartment. He just dropped me off and then went to a party. You're all right. See you later, I guess.
Yeah, it's very trippy. I was like, I'm good. And then I napped for 3 hours.
There's also stories about how you can sort of wake up in the middle of it, not feel anything, mm-hmm. but you're conscious, and you can hear the doctors talking.
Horrifying movie.
That happened to.
Awake, I think it's called. Hayden Christensen.
That's the
Jessica Alba.
And we were telling Frankie about all this like before he went under, and he's got to know the risks of everything. So we told
him he doesn't.
Yeah, and he was what's he gonna do about it?
No, I know. We were fucking with him, but he was like, fuck, like, if you wake up in the middle of it, you can't say anything. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
The number one nightmare.
What is the name of that
movie? Happened to my ex-boyfriend during, he was getting his wisdom teeth out, and he wakes up during it, and he hears them go, uh-oh, he swallowed a piece. And he was up, and he was like,
what? That sounds like a lawsuit. That sounds like a lawsuit.
No, these things happen, I think. I don't know.
I've always wondered about the first dude that they discovered anesthesia. Like, imagine
go
that.
Go on, Rudy.
Well, just imagine them being like, listen, dude, like, I'm pretty confident that this is going to put you down.
I swear you wake up.
But I'm pretty sure you're going to come back.
Yeah, you're going to die for a little bit.
They probably do it on, like, rats. I mean,
that's a crazy thing to test.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably did it on rats, but still, imagine being the first guy to take that plunge.
They're reassuring. Like, don't worry, we tested on rats. Yeah. We're different sizes. Different systems that make us up.
Absolutely.
I think you could it'd be risky. You
I think
kill
being
somebody.
An anesthesiologist, you make so much money.
You make a lot of money.
You just sit next to the doctor while they're doing the operation.
But
you could also kill people.
I think it's less risk than fixing someone's heart.
That's true.
Like, you're not the doctor, but you're making the money.
I just think it's so cool.
Well,
man.
You
kind of
are,
just like,
but you know what I mean.
That feeling when you go, it's like no other.
When you go down?
Yeah.
I still don't understand why they make you count back from 100.
They don't. They make you count back from 10.
They do 100 sometimes.
No, I think it depends on the doctor.
How far did you get?
100. Like 97. Like, you know, really unnecessary.
Yeah. They made me.
It's only ever been 10 for me.
He's like
90.
I was like, two trailer park girls go around the outside.
That's your song?
Yeah.
All right, someone said, like, you're going under, and someone was like, sing your favorite song right now. What song would you go with?
My Neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably go Call Me Maybe.
That's a good one.
I just don't know. You know they say, like, what's your, gun to your head song? Like, we have to sing every lyric. I do not know how. Happy Birthday is, like, the loophole people use. I don't have a song where I know every single word. No chance.
My only one I know probably every word to is Hey Ma by Cameron.
Really?
Yeah, I love that fucking song. I love that song. I've loved that song since I was a tiny little boy. Because it was just on the
teeny,
radio.
Teeny, tiny little boy.
No, yeah. Like,
hey, Ma.
Oh, real quick, by the way, we caught off track really fast. Frankie's fine. He's so fine, he might come in today.
Okay.
Oh.
I just, I texted him. Let's see what he... I said, how are you feeling? And he sent a gif of Zach Galifianakis. And said, pain meds do wonders. Doing well, though. Thanks for checking in.
So that's why he said he might come in today. He was high.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally...
I mean, that's crazy, man. He might come in today?
Frankie's never sent me a gif in his life.
And it's like floating. It's just, I kind of hope he comes in so we can fuck with him.
Yeah.
I wish... I don't know who picked him up. Probably his mom or somebody. But I wish they'd put a camera on him immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, Frankie's fucking nuts no matter what.
It would not have been able to be put out because
of what
it would have been motherfucking Dave the whole time.
No.
Yeah.
No. Frankie, I think it's on Stool Scenes. I think you had the camera up. Yeah, you definitely did. Like, Frankie considered canceling his surgery because
Dave and Dan
there was going to be a pop punk show, or there is going to be a pop punk show. And he was like, that's how unhealthy it is. He's like, well, I got to cancel it. Yeah. Can't have surgery.
He was talking crazy for a bit.
He
looked at Dan and was like, well, you want me to go back to making pizzas, bro? Are you serious? And I was get the surgery.
You'll be okay. You just get the surgery. The fact that the odds of that happening, though, were so funny. because he's been playing the surgery for months just so he can play Pub Punk at the Arizona Bowl.
Yeah.
And then just of all the days that he comes, he hasn't been in here because they've been traveling forever.
Seen him in months.
And yeah. Dave and Dan, just on a whim, were talking this morning. They're like, well, maybe we should do like a Pub Punk thing, like in Colorado or, you know, October 21st. And Frankie, like the day he walks in, his surgery's the next day. I mean, it was a glitch in the Matrix. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was one of those though. Real life moments though where I actually like you saw like Frankie's humanity for a second. Like I just felt so bad for
him. I know. The problem with me is I just find that so funny. Like other people's misery is
Frankie's
so,
misery is
Frankie crazy. Is so miserably funny.
Yeah. But things only happen to him, it seems like, sometimes.
Yeah.
His life is like a sitcom sometimes.
Well, wasn't exactly. It? He was a foreplay trip when you guys with a private plane with you, right? Weren't you like terrified of taking the jet?
Well, we were
like
going
that?
Down to a Jake Owen charity event and he one of his sponsors was NetJets or whatever, and he sent us a plane, and we got there. We're all excited but nervous because we had never done it before. And we got there, and the front tire of the plane was flat, and we had to wait 6 hours. So it would have been easier to just go on a normal plane, but, like, it was scary enough for that, but then to have something go wrong, and then it feels like everything's going to go wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Yeah. It's just, it's really, it was scary.
And it's Final Destination shit.
Right, and it happens, like, whenever I'm with Frankie, weird shit happens. I don't know what's going on with that.
I've gotten more and more scared of flying the older I get.
I hate it.
You do?
Yeah.
I used to not care at all.
Really?
Now, have you always?
Yeah, new? Always, but the first Rediscovering America trip, our we went off the runway at the end when we landed. Yeah.
You just went too far?
We had to get towed in. No, he just landed crooked.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, we had to get towed in.
I don't care.
Didn't go, like, down a hill, though.
No, it was just in grass, but yeah. But I wanted to go down the slide, but... They just towed us. But it was like another hour.
If you're going to go off the runway, you should get
to the
slide. I want
to get on the fucking slide.
Yeah. That's the reward
you
should
have. I love flying. Traveling, so you do it.
I don't give a fuck about flying.
I love flying.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't give a fuck about flying at all?
No.
Every sound, I'm just like, yeah, all right, this is it.
It's just a lack of control.
There was one time in high school where we had our like spring training baseball. We would go to Florida for it, and we'd all gotten caught drinking. And we knew when we landed back at school, we were all in trouble, we were all getting suspended, this and that. And we had hit like a dead pocket of air where we fell like...
Oh, I love when that happens.
Like, yes.
I
love that feeling.
Like, it was just enough time for like to have the... Like, everyone got quiet, and I didn't miss a beat. I just went, take it down.
Yeah.
Because like, I knew what was happening, what was waiting us when we landed. I knew like we were all in trouble. We were all getting suspended from school.
Yeah.
Our team ended up getting suspended. We couldn't play games. It was a whole
I was like, just fucking...
I was like Matt Damon at the end of the part, second Departed reference.
Just kill me.
I was like, just fucking kill me.
Yeah.
I am killing you.
I'm one of those people, I let out screams when the plane does that. I
love it.
It's just like whatever. Like the lack of control is what makes me not care. Like
that's the worst thing ever.
I accept death every time I fly.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, this
doesn't. But there's nothing you can do. But you're still on the plane.
Yeah, but here's like when I still
can crash,
and I'm fine with done. Don't get me wrong. I don't want those like 3 minutes of pure terror.
Dude, I think I would find. I would find bliss in those 3 minutes.
No, you wouldn't.
I genuinely think I would. I think I'd find bliss during those 3 minutes.
You're crazy.
I obviously don't know.
Like, I don't think I would too. No. There's nothing you can do about it.
Somebody's over there. I can't really see.
Rhea, there's a mic right here.
She's motioning.
Oh, you know, Trent.
Oh, I
have to.
What do you think?
What do you think about the look, Rhea?
No, she's got that one.
Can I just talk on this one?
Yeah.
Do I think about the look?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. Wait, can we scroll over here real quick? Just scroll over here. Jesus Christ.
Jeez. You scroll over media way too
much. That camera
the color of his eyes.
Holy shit. What do you mean? We've had
this discussion 2 weeks ago.
Your eyes are blue right now.
Yes!
And it's because you're wearing a blue sweatshirt.
Okay.
And, oh my God, it looks amazing.
Thank you so much.
The ring and everything.
He has a pinky ring on.
Here, this is the thing about flying.
Oh, yeah, pinky ring and necklace.
Yes.
I like the pinky ring. Rudy knows how I feel about that choker that he wears. It's too tight. Like, maybe it was a little looser. Like, I
cranked up the tightness on him just for dramatic
effect. I have no idea what I look like.
Right now.
It's
cool.
Taking a picture. It's cool.
Show. Yeah, you look cool.
I have no idea.
You look cool.
Oh, no.
Real.
You look like you work at GameStop.
No, don't smile. That's not a smiling outfit.
Okay. Yeah, don't smile. Somebody can do.
Act like you're in a conversation with John.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're just acting like we're talking.
Yeah, hey, can I return this video game?
Oh, my God. Yeah. If I post this, people are going to go crazy.
People are going to be knocking down that door.
No, like, I understand that, like, if the plane goes down, like, you can't do anything about it, but you're still on.
But here's the thing, Trent. If you crash in an airplane... you're going to die. Yep. You're not going to be like half
no, you're not.
To live, in a commercial.
Guy like me would get marred. I'd be mangled.
No, if you get in a car accident, chances are you're probably just going to be like paralyzed or like your life's going to suck.
Are if a car accident is paralyzed?
You have a better.
You think that's the high?
I've had like five car accidents.
I'm saying in comparison to time, if you get in a bad car accident versus a bad plane accident, the plane, you're dying.
Dying is not the issue. It's me being a little scared when I'm going down.
No, do you want to know my issue, which is twisted?
But you get in cars every day.
It's me remembering that, like, if I survive a plane crash, I'm fucked up for the rest of my life.
Forever.
Like, I'd rather almost die than know what I went through. Do you get what I'm saying?
But, like, you get in a car all the time, and car accidents are way more common.
Right,
but you don't fucking die. You don't fall 30,000 feet.
Yes, I'm with Nick.
The time between... Hey, we just took off. Let's go to Dallas.
Anyways.
This is going to be great. And then when it starts to go haywire from when, and then when the plane hits the ground, that's bad.
As someone who's I've been skydiving, and when like before the parachute pulls, you get like a little hit of death, and it's pretty good stuff.
So you like?
Man. I mean, I love
skydiving is the same thing as a plane crashing. Was like, look, so if things go wrong, I just die.
Right. That's what I feel about it. But I feel like that with helicopters. Like,
I think you should say adrenaline before you call them that.
Or like suicidal.
No, you're a real sicko. Like, so
but I mean, whenever I got on a helicopter right after Kobe died, RIP, people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that. Kobe just died. I was like, yeah, I'm like, 4,000 people in New York died in a car accident last week, or whatever it is.
I get it. Statistically speaking,
this city would be empty. 4,000 deaths a week.
Statistically speaking,
I would guess last week in car accidents in New York City there was like 3 deaths.
Not even.
I was gonna say zero, but that's probably under one.
No one goes over 25 miles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's different.
I feel like somebody dies in a car accident every day.
There's way more.
Huh?
There's way more cars than planes.
Well, yeah, but you have a better chance of dying in cars. That's the point.
I think you're arguing actually, the same point.
Not accidents, though.
What?
You have a better chance of dying in a plane accident if things go wrong.
Which is my point. I would rather just die, not be mangled to death
in
a car.
Why is it just about death? I don't want to be scared.
Right.
Yes.
I don't want to be scared.
I'm fine dying.
I don't want to piss my pants.
I don't want to piss my pants.
We knew you don't want to be scared. You're scared to wear colors.
Jen's
like, I don't want to wear a t-shirt today. It's a little much.
Scared of everything, yeah.
This has just gone off the rails.
Do you see that text I tweeted, a text my dad sent me today?
No.
I haven't talked to my dad since Monday. 11:30 a.m. he just texted me, Tommy Shelby's the man. He was at work.
Is that the guy from Ford versus Ferrari?
No, it's Peaky Blinders.
Oh.
That's fucking... It's Shelby, too. The Shelby GT. It is... I just watched this, too. Tom and Shelby is Peaky Blinders. I want to say it begins with a C. Whatever. It's Matt Damon's character.
You haven't seen Peaky Blinders?
I watched the first couple seasons.
I think it's only been a couple seasons.
I don't know. I didn't finish it.
I think there's four. Also,
I don't
finish
anything.
Have you seen Squid Game?
I started last night.
Did you finish Succession?
How do you watch Squid Game?
On Netflix?
That's a good question because
my eyes?
Dubbed subtitles.
I had subtitles and it was dubbed. I mean, but I didn't have a choice.
Because the Squid Game subtitles suck because they don't fucking match the dubbing.
Wait, is it not in English?
It's Korean.
So, but there's two ways you can watch it. You can watch them speak Korean and then have English subtitles.
And it's a game show?
Or you can have English subtitles and dubbed over.
See, I want Korean audio. English subtitles.
I went English.
That's the way to do it.
I just hit play and did it.
I hate when they do that. They did it with like, there's like a German show too.
Like, I watched Parasite in Korean with subtitles and it was great.
That's the only way you can watch that one.
Very violent.
Right, but my point being is I enjoyed it. This one felt kind of weird. Like,
it's all like a fucked up.
Yeah, it's not the way you should be seeing it. You should be watching it Korean with.
I screwed myself because I caught up. I was like 3 or 4 weeks behind on Ted Lasso, so I watched all those and then I threw on Squid Game and. I just couldn't do it.
Pretty severe juxtaposition.
So I gotta start Squid Game.
Although Ted Lasso's pretty dark now too. Not
anywhere compared to Squid
Game.
Well,
there's no fucking death and shit. But
right,
it is.
The part that I stopped out on it's the beginning of the first episode, so it's not a spoiler or anything. When he's at the racetrack and
stopped it really early.
No, that's like they're about to go up his nose with a knife, and I was like, I gotta start this tomorrow.
If you think that's
no, I know, I know. But it was such a juxtaposition between
mindset.
Like halfway through the first episode, and I'm like, can we just get to the game show? Like, I get it. This guy's a loser. Like, let's just get to the game show.
Well, when they get to it, they get to it.
Yeah.
I finished it all in one night.
Honestly, if you want to fast forward, all you need to know from the beginning is that
He's in debt, and he is not a great father.
He's desperate. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start it again tonight and watch it because I heard it's great.
Trent, I started it at 7 p.m. and finished it by 7 a.m.
Wait, how many episodes are there?
Are you okay?
Nine? No. I woke up in the middle of the night and put it back
on. There's one half-hour one.
Are you exhausted?
But there's nine episodes.
You took down the whole season? You tackled the whole season one night?
Yes. I woke up at like 5 a.m. and I couldn't stop thinking about it, so I just put it back on.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm prepared for it.
You're not.
I'm sitting this one out.
Like, you're scared of the nice boy, Trent. You're big, bad show.
Now, Trent might be not prepared for it. This guy is.
Yeah. Okay, then yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, wear this out.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
I'm not a pussy.
I don't give a fuck. I'll watch that show.
It is quite dark.
I'll watch it
dark.
Twice. What?
It is quite dark.
Okay. I'm okay with, like, I'm not...
I love it.
I don't like horror movies anymore.
Well,
I wouldn't call this
horror. It's not scary.
It's not scary.
I do like how we've rebranded, like, horror, where, like, it's just called thriller. Like, this is a scary movie with gore and death, and we're like, it's not horror because there's no monsters involved. It's thriller.
I got older, and roller coasters and horror movies just went out the window.
Roller coasters, I haven't been to an amusement park in I don't know how long, but as a kid, amusement.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't been to an amusement park in like a long time, but I don't think I fuck with. As a kid, I was nonstop roller coasters.
Me too.
Let's go next one. Mm-hmm. I was at the Six Flags in Jersey. I forget what that's called, Adventureland or whatever. And I was waiting in line for the Batman ride.
The one that swings?
Yeah. And then a piece fell off and shattered. And the whole line emptied.
Nope.
And my aunt was like, if you still want to go, I'll still go. And I was like, let's fucking do it.
Oh, God. That's final destination.
And then we got off the ride. It was like literally like two of us, like a couple other people on the ride. My dad sprinted. What the hell's wrong with you? What are you, nuts? She's like, don't worry. It was fine. Look at us.
It was just the mechanism that locked in the seats. I don't know what you want me to do.
We've already identified that's your favorite moment right before death. So he was like, yeah.
You weren't chasing
that
high.
That's how it works. Right. I was probably like six at that time, and then
that's when you realized.
That's when I started being like, if a plane crashes, that's gonna be sick.
No, but I think
near death experience, awesome.
Even the idea of going on a roller coaster, I'm just like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't think I really fuck with that anymore.
You know
either.
What? We just know too much now. It takes away the excitement of like wanting to flip upside down.
Bro, the fucking Daniel Tosh bit about the person who was decapitated on the roller coaster that was like probably like that was probably 20 years ago when that bit came out, and that was probably when I was like, oh, stand-up comedy is hilarious. We're just talking about someone lost their hat on it's a Superman ride. I want to say it was in like California, I forget where it was, and their hat fell off on the ride, and they had to jump over three separate fences that were like, don't fucking come any further, like stop coming here. And they went and got their hat. And it was one of those rides where the fucking your feet dangle.
I know.
And when they stood up, someone kicked their head off as they were coming by.
This really happened.
Yes. And it was like his bit was like, can you imagine being, I think it was a woman in the seat.
The person that kicked the head?
And he's like, she broke, her leg was shattered, obviously. She just kicked someone's head off. And she's like, he's like, imagine being that woman and people coming up to you in public, oh my God, like, how'd you break your leg? She's like, I fucking punted a guy's head off.
Oh my God. That's
traumatizing. See, wouldn't you rather just die?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to live with
trauma. What happened?
Drama.
A skiing accident?
Yeah.
Like, no, I decapitated a man.
Oh my God, that is.
The only thing I won't do with roller coasters is if it's near water.
What?
Why?
Because if I just all I can think about is it flying off into the water.
And then you're stuck.
That seems better than...
You live then. I guess you drown.
No, you drown.
Yeah. No, but then he's strapped in.
I don't want to die an aquatic death. I'm fine with
So what
others.
About bridges? Do they freak you out?
No.
Sometimes when I'm on a bridge, I have one of those sick thoughts, you bridges, know? Like, if this thing collapses
fears right now. Those fears don't make sense to me either. Because, like, who's on a bridge long enough to get scared? You're on a bridge for 20 seconds.
You're on traffic on a bridge with thousands of cars. It doesn't cross your mind.
There's a bridge at South Padre Island. Like from you've been to South Padre, right?
No, I've been in that region.
But
that
one night,
was he looked at who he was and made an assumption there.
No, because he.
No, I've been to Corpus Christi and like shit.
We've
like
talked
that.
About this before.
Yeah.
But in the middle of the night, like it wouldn't close because like a boat came through and cars were just driving off of it and just plunging to their death.
Oh really?
Death.
Okay, that's
yikes.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, there should be a gate.
Well, that feels like it's on the driver.
No, it was in the middle of the night. They didn't know that it was open. Like there was a malfunction on it.
Oh.
So it's a bridge between like the mainland of Texas and South Padre Island, and normally it's closed.
Wait, how many times has this happened?
I think just once.
Okay. Well, you said drivers. I thought.
Oh, no, there's like a bunch of cars that fell off.
I feel like
yeah,
I remember
like
this,
how
like,
many times?
A few years ago, right?
Well, I was a kid, so maybe it's happened again.
I don't know.
So then every time, because we went to South Padre every year growing up, and every time we'd go over that bridge, I was just like, oh shit, Dad, you better like check that it's closed. And he was like, well, I can see that it's closed. But at night,
that gives me anxiety.
How high would the bridge have to be?
But
well, you did not realize, hey, this bridge is getting pretty fucking
steep. But when bridges open
there.
Up, don't they open up like this? Therefore,
yeah,
you
I'm
can't
just telling
drive
you.
Off.
I'm not
no,
calling
you
a liar.
What it was?
Yeah,
you know what it was? It wasn't an open bridge. A boat hit,
pillar?
Hit a pillar. That's what it was.
Okay.
And there was just
it
like,
collapsed.
It collapsed, but nobody
that
knew
makes
that.
More sense.
I do remember this, like, I swear.
If a bridge is at a 45 degree angle, this isn't how this bridge
yeah, because,
works.
Okay, they open like this.
That's what it was.
I do remember this.
South Padre bridge tragedy.
I'd much rather have a bridge than a tunnel.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Tunnels freak me out,
tunnels
too.
Are the
I guess
worst.
I'm just scared of everything.
Also, if I were to be like an engineer, dude, imagine building a bridge.
I remember this.
That'd be
it
so
was
cool.
On September 15th.
Being like, that's my bridge.
It's
bad month.
Bad month.
Imagine
yeah.
just
bad
like
time.
Building
tough,
it'd be
tough
cool
time
to build
we
a bridge.
That's
time.
It.
That's my
yes.
bridge.
See?
That's really fun. It's
what?
Also not
what's
that high
bridge?
Up.
It,
I'm just saying,
it
like,
is
being able to build a bridge
us.
Would be really
yeah.
cool. Like, if I were to be an engineer, I'd do bridges, I think.
You would?
Yeah, bridges are
see,
tight.
If I built a bridge, though, I'd immediately change my name and move to a new location. Just be like, in case something goes wrong, I just...
That, this is what
I don't
want to like.
Be found.
I agree, though. Tunnels are
oh,
so
yeah,
crazy.
That's... Yeah, that one I can see. That one can happen.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If speed taught me anything, though, if you go fast enough, you can get to the other one.
Too fast, too furious.
Too fast, too furious,
off.
Too.
Yeah. One of the coolest scenes ever.
I want to go eat.
All right, we're done. Thank you very much for turning it lower. Whatever the fuck show this is.
I mean, what is
lowering the bar, answer the internet. What is this?
The one we just did. Thank you very much to Fleischer Salon. I just got my hair cut because I have a wedding this weekend. I look hot as fucking shit.
Yeah, you do.
98 degrees. It's the color, not the hair. Don't insult the haircut itself. It's
you
the color.
Awesome.
My God, I fucked up some coloring.
Trey, you look
but
good.
But again, use promo code PINTS, right? Entire shop is 20% off. You get promo code PINTS, 20% off. Also, 15% off when you sign up for a bundle. Get the shampoo. It's unbelievable. The conditioner, unbelievable. The gummies, unbelievable. The sea salt spray, what is that? What word would you describe it?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is what it is. We got the cream. We got the paste. Everything. Just get We Got Your Back. It's everything you ever need. That's all it is. It's everything you need as a consumer, as a person with hair. If you don't have hair... That's too bad. Put a hat on backwards like Trent is. But if you have hair, you need all this stuff right now. Thank you very much. Promo code PINE, 20% off. See you later. You look great, Trent. I've got that Friday feeling.